Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings for Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time. And we take a look at the very first reading, the Book of Numbers, chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. Now Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses on the pretext of the marriage he had contracted with a Cushite woman. They complained, "Is it through Moses alone that the Lord speaks? Does he not speak through us also?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses himself was by far the meekest man on the face of the earth. So at once the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the meeting tent." And the three of them went. Then the Lord came down in the column of cloud, and standing at the entrance of the tent, called Aaron and Miriam. When both came forward, he said, "Now listen to the words of the Lord. Should there be a prophet among you, in visions will I reveal myself to him. In dreams will I speak to him. Not so with my servant Moses. Throughout my house he bears my trust. Face to face I speak to him, plainly and not in riddles. The presence of the Lord he beholds. Why then did you not fear to speak against my servant Moses?" So angry was the Lord against them that when he departed, and the cloud withdrew from the tent, there was Miriam, a snow-white leper. When Aaron turned and saw her a leper, he said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, please do not charge us with the sin that we have foolishly committed. Let her not thus be like the stillborn babe that comes forth from its mother's womb with its flesh half consumed." Then Moses cried to the Lord, "Please, not this. Heal her." There were times when they were having all kinds of difficulties to believe, to trust God, to rely on him. Some people thought they could do better, just like we all are. And they weren't following the Lord as fully as they should have been. And so Psalm 51 tells us, "Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned." Just as the people did in that day, we too have sinned. "Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, that you may be justified in your sentence, vindicated when you condemn. Indeed, in guilt was I born, and in sin my mother conceived me. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me." That means a steadfast spirit to follow the Lord, to do what he's asking of us. "Cast me not off from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me." The Spirit of God is with us. Sometimes I'm having difficulties. Most of the time I turn to the Father, but sometimes I turn to the Holy Spirit and I just say, "Give me wisdom, help me." It's amazing sometimes. Sometimes I hear nothing, but sometimes I do. Just like a thought goes through my head that I never thought. It isn't like God coming in thunder and lightning and all of that. It's just like a thought I had that I never had before, and I didn't know quite what to do with it. But I paused, and I went back to asking the Lord what he would do. And now he's telling me. It needs to be tested, yes. I can't just go off with every word I sense and say, "Oh, this is directly from God." No, I need a good counselor, a good spiritual advisor. I need help to know the meaning of God's love, that he's with his people all the time. So let's look now at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 to 36. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. And after doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch, which would mean between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., during the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you," notice that, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to speak, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Can you imagine how shocked they might be? And even though they've seen him now sometime, but to see him do what he did, to walk on the sea, they were shocked and they were overcome. And they said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be that way with him, drawing as close as we can to him, listening to him as often as we can by reading the scriptures. He speaks through the word of God to us most of the time. Pay attention to the scriptures. And after making the crossing, they came to a land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that God will do all of that for you and me. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that he loves us very, very much. He desires to. Please, brothers and sisters, don't turn away from the Lord. Don't turn against him. Please. Don't say, "Oh yeah, once upon a time I heard about a God, but we've never seen him, so he must not be real." All the kinds of things we can get into, that there is no God. Do you know the day's going to come, brothers and sisters, when you and I are going to stand before God himself? After our death, we come before God and we are given the sentence that is due to us: heaven, purgatory, hell. Brothers and sisters, not one of us would ever want to go to hell. And if you say there is no such thing, read the scriptures. Read the scriptures. It is real. And God knows it's a profound punishment. But if we've lived our whole life not following him, not serving him, what more could we ask for? But brothers and sisters, he's there. He's right there. We all might have to spend a little time in purgatory, but then we come to see him face to face. And God knows each one of us. He knows what we're thinking about. He knows where our thoughts go. He knows our speech. Even if we think we're telling somebody quietly, God sees, God hears, and God judges us. According to that, he will always have mercy when we turn back to him and ask for forgiveness. Always he will give that to us. Please, brothers and sisters, don't say, oh, confession doesn't matter. It matters where your life will be lived in time. Think about that. As I said to you the other day, you and I might spend a little time in purgatory, but that's only to make us crystal clean. And the Lord leads us then into heaven. But let's live our lives hoping that he will look at us and welcome us into heaven right away. Let's live our lives. That doesn't mean God has to be on your mind all the time. But it does mean that you read his word daily. It does mean that you reach out to others, even when you're busy, to care for their needs. It means kindness, mercy to others. May God give us the grace to pay attention to this, because you can't just at the end of your life say, oh, Lord, I love you. I forgot to tell you, but I love you. You'll spend a little time in purgatory at least. Please, brothers and sisters, I've said this to you before, but I'm going to say it to you again. I want all those who live for food for the journey, who live to hear it right now, will see me in heaven. I hope I will get there, but I certainly hope that you will get there and we can be together for all eternity. God loves us. We just have to follow his way. And human beings that we are, we don't want to. We want to, I do it my way. I know a little child I've seen so much, and she says, she's 4 years old, and she says, I do it my way. And that's what some of us do too. I do it my way. And what we really want, brothers and sisters, is to do it God's way. And that takes grace. So ask him every day for the grace to do what is good, what is right, what is generous, what is kind, what is merciful. He loves you. You imitate him, and more you become like him. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I can't wait in one way. Another way, I don't want to die now. But God prepares for us what we don't even think about most days. We don't even think about where we're going. And we need to. Please, brothers and sisters, daily thank God for what lies ahead. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.